This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Regent's Harbert Plaza rises 32 stories over downtown Birmingham and is a distinctive part of the city's skyline. The office tower, though, is at a point of transition as Regent's plans to vacate its space in the building by the end of the year. That'll open up about a quarter of the office space there, and we talk about how the building's owner plans to deal with that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, this building is owned by a New York firm, and what do they have in mind for this property, given that Regent's is leaving it?
Looking at kind of at the office landscape downtown, I mean, I think they're recognizing they want to maybe modernize the building a little bit. So they're planning a pretty big renovation. It's going to focus mainly on the common areas and the lobby at first. They're going to try to kind of reinvigorate that retail scene that's at the bottom of the space, which is a pretty large retail space. I mean, the building is mostly office, but it has a good deal of retail space at the bottom, kind of making that more of a modern place with some kind of collaborative type spaces that your kind of younger or more tech-oriented companies might be looking for. So that's one component of it, but also with the space itself. So Regent's is vacating about 160,000 square feet. They've also talked to us a little bit about what they've done in some other cities with some pretty large vacancies in terms of working with more open floor plans, trying to modernize the actual office space itself to be more attractive to today's worker.
So you have these renovation plans. What's the feeling about how easy it'll be to actually attract new companies, new business to fill that space?
See, and that's really the challenge here, because I mean, you got 160,000 square feet. They're working right now on kind of restructuring the loan, which comes due in March. Regent's vacates at the end of the year. So they're definitely a little bit of a race against the clock mentality. They know they've got to lease this space up quickly. The question is, how easy will that be in today's market? Because we are seeing a lot of interest from companies moving into downtown. The downside is a lot of that activity is not moving into your traditional office towers, but we're seeing more people move into these kind of smaller historic buildings. They're going into these smaller new construction spaces or just these small scale renovations. We haven't seen as much interest in large chunks of space getting taken in the office towers. And that's kind of evidenced by the fact that in addition to Regent's Harbert Plaza, we're also dealing with a very, very large vacancy at the AT&T City Center property. There's some challenges there in filling that, but they seem optimistic. They said they're cautiously optimistic. They're talking to a lot of people right now. There could potentially be a naming rights deal because obviously Regent's has vacated its space, so they're not going to change the name now, but that could happen in the future for the right tenant, they said.
We talk about the renovations, about the changes in attitudes around what type of space companies want. Does this say anything more about the health of downtown real estate or the moment that downtown is in?
I mean, I think it really illustrates kind of something that commercial real estate brokers tell us all the time, and that's we need more white-collar jobs downtown and not coming necessarily from within the metro. We need more people that's not just moving jobs from one point in the metro to another. Commercial brokers constantly tell us we just need more white-collar job creation. We're seeing some of that coming out of Innovation Depot. That's positive, but you need to see more of that, and you need to maybe land some regional headquarters that could come in and take a big chunk of 40,000 or 60,000 square feet, and we just don't have enough of that type of activity right now. If we were a market like Nashville or Atlanta where you are seeing these regional headquarters constantly coming in, it would be a lot easier to fill these big chunks of space that are on the market in Birmingham.
Well, Regent's may be vacating this office space, but the bank is opening new branches elsewhere. The company says it'll open new branches in 5 states, but it also comes as banks are generally consolidating branches. So, Ty, why is Regent's opening new branches?
Well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, they've been pointing to some of these metros that they're targeting right now as markets for growth. They've been doing that in recent years and saying these are some areas we'd like to grow because, I mean, even though they are consolidated branches, banks are looking to increase revenue, and to do that in some cases, you need to expand to some new areas. So that's one reason. The other reason is they were recently, their Community Reinvestment Act rating was downgraded a couple years ago by federal regulators. They recently got an upgrade to that rating, and until they got that upgrade, they weren't allowed to open new branches. So that's kind of why you're seeing a little bit of a backlog of opening all at the same time, but the consolidations are continuing.
So this is about Regent's seeing potential for growth in particular places, not a change of that really overall trend of consolidation.
That's exactly right. And in fact, in their earnings report a couple weeks ago, they mentioned that, hey, we're still on our path to consolidate. I think it's about 160 branches. Some of those branches are in Alabama. They recently announced plans to consolidate 2 branches, I think one in Mobile and one in Prattville. So that consolidation plan, that's not stopping, but they are identifying some places they do think there's some opportunities for growth, and they're moving to those.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot.